From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, the Earth Changes Roundtable discussion with geologist Jim Berkland, Stan Deo, and physicist James McKenney. Get ready for that one. Well, Hurricane Wilma rapidly strengthened into one of America's most intense storms ever and lashed the Caribbean coastlines Wednesday, forcing tourists to flee as it threatened to slam into Cancun in southern Florida. Wilma briefly grew into a monstrous Category 5 storm while we were on the air last night, as a matter of fact, before weakening to a Category 4 on Wednesday night. The storm forced thousands of people to evacuate low-lying areas in a 600-mile swath covering Cuba, Belize, Honduras, Jamaica, Haiti, and the Cayman Islands. At least 13 deaths have been blamed on Wilma so far, including a man who drowned while trying to cross a river that overflowed its banks in southern Haiti. Forecasters say that Wilma has the potential to make an extremely damaging impact in a season that has already seen devastation from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. With its center still over open water, the storm's sustained winds were near 155 miles an hour Wednesday night, down from 175 miles an hour earlier. Now, in just a moment, we're going to go with Dr. Luis Turri, who has been making some startling predictions on Coast to Coast. We're going to talk with him about some of the past predictions he has made and also some of those in the future. Two climbers on a Sierra Nevada glacier near California discovered an ice-encased body believed to be that of an airman whose plane crashed in 1942. The man was wearing a World War II-era Army-issued parachute when his frozen head, shoulder, and arm were spotted on a 13,710-foot part of the mountain. Park rangers and specialists camped on a remote mountainside in freezing weather for an excavation, expected it to take several days to get him out. The body was 80% encased in ice. They said they're not going to go fast. They simply want to preserve him as much as possible. The excavation crew included an expert from part of the military. Park officials believe the serviceman may have been part of the crew of an AT-7 navigational training plane that crashed on November 18, 1942. The wreckage and four bodies were found in 1947. By a climber. Rescuers right now are searching for the bodies of at least two young children who were reportedly tossed into San Francisco Bay near a popular waterfront attraction. A man called 911 to report that two, possibly three children were dropped from a pier into the chilly water, according to a fire chief. The case was being investigated as a homicide. The children were believed to be under the ages of 10. The two strong aftershocks from South Asia's deadly earthquake shook the devastated region on Wednesday, unleashing landslides and setting off another wave of panic among survivors who lost loved ones and homes in the October 8th disaster. A new tally from regional officials now pushed the death toll to 79,000 people. Several countries in Europe and Asia are reporting fresh cases of the avian bird flu virus among poultry, sparking new fears that humans could be at risk. Don't panic, though. I have another story that's going to offset this. Fresh outbreaks have been reported in Romania and Russia. At the same time, China, they have said that they have lost thousands of fowl to the killer virus. Germany has ordered its farmers to keep poultry indoors as a precaution. Hungary says it has developed a new vaccine that appears to protect humans and animals against the virus. Problem is, we don't even have the real virus yet, so how can you develop the vaccine? Now, plans to vaccinate everyone in the United Kingdom against what they call pandemic flu, once a potentially fatal strain emerges, have been announced by the government there. The chief medical officer said 120 million doses, the equivalent of two per person, would be needed to cover the entire population. But he said the vaccine could not be created until the exact strain in a future flu pandemic was known. This means that many people could already, they say, be struck down with pandemic flu before the vaccine is available for use, which could take up to 6 months. But in Spain, Spain's agriculture minister dismissed fears of the bird flu that's sparking a global pandemic fear among humans. She calls it science fiction, saying the virus currently only poses a threat to birds. The idea of a pandemic among humans is something from science fiction, she says. Europe continues, though, to brace. 60 people have died so far over the past 3 years, that's it, of avian flu. Saddam Hussein pleads not guilty to charges of premeditated murder and torture during the first day of his trial, at which he got into a shoving match with guards. He refused to state his name, and then he challenged the legitimacy of the court. Saddam is being tried, along with 7 former members of his regime, on charges of murder and torture relating to the 1982 massacre of nearly 150 Shiites in the town of Dujail, which came after a failed attempt on the ex-dictator's life. The first session of the trial lasted 3 hours. If convicted, he could be hanged. A confrontation broke out during a break in the trial after Saddam stood smiling, asked to step out of the room, when 2 guards tried to grab his arm to escort him out, well, he shook them off. The guards then tried to grab him again, and Saddam struggled to free himself. Saddam and the guards shoved each other and yelled at each other for about a minute. It ended with Saddam walking independently with the 2 guards behind him out of the room for the break. His next court date is November 28. Iraqi police, by the way, have arrested Saddam Hussein's nephew in Baghdad, charging that he served as the top financier of Iraq's rampant insurgency. Now, in a moment, our guest is Dr. Luis Turri. We're going to talk with him about Hurricane Wilma. He made another prediction on Coast to Coast, and he got that one right. We'll talk about that and some other things that Dr. Turri may be seeing in the future. All that in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Like the great prophet Nostradamus, Dr. Luis Turri was born and raised in Provence, France. In 1976, he graduated from the Royal School of Music in London with the highest distinction. He moved to the United States in 1984 and has since established himself as a successful hypnotherapist, an astropsychologist, author of 4 books, and a powerful motivational speaker. 1993, he received a metaphysical doctorate from the Progressive Universal Life Church in Sacramento, California. His notoriety skyrocketed after hundreds of accurate predictions such as 9/11, the Asian tsunami, Iraq wars, the SARS virus, and predictions of major earthquakes that he made on television and radio programs, and the predictions that he has made here on Coast to Coast AM. And we're bringing him back for obvious reasons. Hello, Luis. Welcome back again. Thank you.
Hello, Josh. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, Dr. Turri, once again, another extremely important prediction and another very accurate one as well, that you said around this time period, and here we are, that there would be a return of a weather-related event such as Katrina, which will force thousands to evacuate. And sure enough, we now have Hurricane Wilma, the strongest in history, barreling down. And we have evacuations in a number of countries. I don't know what to say, but you are probably the most accurate predictor I have ever come across in my life.
Well, I want to thank you, first of all, George, not only for inviting me on your show, but also for preserving the true values that I was given by the extraterrestrials. And I will keep doing it over and over and over again. And the future is my witness, of course. Sad enough, this prediction is coming true, and as of November the 8th, there is a supernova window coming down to the Earth, and with your permission, I will give another 3 dates for November.
Absolutely.
Where, again, a concentration of negative energy will produce such devastating happenings. So, with your permission, I'll stop now. I'll give November the 8th, November the 19th, and November the 29th.
Now, on these dates, Louis, what are you seeing?
Again, you know, nature has many ways to become destructive. Anything from a tsunami to an earthquake to a volcano eruption to a tornado to a hurricane. It's no point for me to kind of elaborate. I just know, as I mentioned to you many times on your show, that when the energy is going to come down, I have the exact timing. And as I said, this type of energy will and always has and will always translate into dramatic, drastic news. I can channel a little bit. November the 8th, I see like very big explosion and definitely for sure, again, earthquakes. November the 19th, which is the second date I gave you, I'm also seeing lots of people, hopefully it's not going to be in the United States this time, being forced to restart a new life. And most of all, a date that will definitely be very negative is November the 29th. This is where the ugly, faces of death will definitely reach many innocent people on this earth. And again, I can only hope this energy do not focus and concentrate in the United States. But that's the three dates I'm going to give you. Most of all, we have a supernova window starting on November the 8th, and it will go all the way through December 7th. This is produced by a planet called Mercury. Mercury is a tiny planet to revolve around the sun real fast. And three times a year, which I call a supernova window, Mercury tend to be, because of the ecliptic of the Earth, going backwards.
They call it, I guess, retrograde, right?
Yeah, yes, it is. It is called in modern astrology a retrograde motions that screw up all sorts of communication and transportation. And sudden enough, twice I have tried to join the NASA, asking them not to send the shuttle within a Mercury retrograde or supernova window. Of course, they did not listen, and we lost another seven courageous astronauts in the process. So Mercury affects also the internal navigational system of animals, including whales and sharks and dolphins, which tend to aim towards the beaches instead of the open ocean. And that is the full explanation of what scientists are still wondering why these animals themselves. Mercury retrograde forces people in affairs of the past to come back alive. And indeed, on the date that I just mentioned, there will be a very, very difficult news to expect, weather-related and man-made-related. Again, when I say the past, we're coming back. I just hope it's not going to be like a terrorist attack. But, you know, again, I don't want to be too precise, put it this way. I don't want to freak people out.
Well, that's very important, though, what you say, because we really don't know if there'll be Earth change events in catastrophes or man-created catastrophes. We don't know that, do we?
Well, even if I did know, George, I would not say it. I don't want to freak people out.
I understand.
Maybe at that point, what I'm going to do is just give you the timing and maybe a little hint. November the 8th, explosion and earthquake. November 19th, a lot of people completely forced to start a new life and being relocating again, while November the 29th is going to be a ugly, nasty energy. And, you know, I really do hate to give negative predictions, but again, this is the only way I am going to be able to bring people's attention to the power of the universal mind interacting with the human's affair. But in my line of work, I do actually concentrate on the positive, but when it comes to the media, I decided to do it this way.
Dr. Turi, with these dates in mind, what is happening to this planet to create this negative energy?
Well, again, I can only tell you that the Earth is alive, and in June 2006, the dragon will enter the sign of Pisces. Pisces is ruled by a planet called Neptune, or Poseidon in Greek mythology. And because it is a water sign, news involving water has already been, proven, will force millions of people to go away from the water or to move close to the water, as experienced, of course, with a series of hurricanes. Now, Pisces is receiving a planet called Uranus, or in Greek mythology, the lord of the sky, that controls the Saturn release of energy and putting more stress on the coastline or anything that's directly related to water. On the more spiritual level, Neptune or Pisces rules the codification of thought and dogmatic teaching in any and all religion combined together, while Uranus rules the future. And this will force mankind to expand outside of what they have been taught or what they have been forced to accept. So there will be a lot of study, a lot of research imposed upon mankind's psyche to aim outside of the books and outside of the dogma. People, we have to realize that God doesn't seem to be pretty concerned, so to speak, as we perceive it, by killing millions of people, including children. There is something else behind the word God that this world is slowly beginning to realize and is not necessarily scientifically oriented. So what's going on is the battle, the war, is already taking place in the heavens. I can perceive it. I can see it in action. And I know what is coming down. And slowly but surely, we are raising our awareness to this phenomenal impact.
Now, is there anything that we can do collectively to try to ward off Hurricane Wilma from doing its horrible deed? Anything we can do?
It's already, through the superconscious in time and space, you have to understand, George, that hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people did suffer psychologically because of these dramatic experiences. And they are still generating fears and thought. And as I teach my students, the future being the reincarnation of the thought through the superconscious in time and space, we are kind of reproducing the event, and it's also supported by the outside forces and interstellar forces that make it happening. So again, I can only say to you, yes, there is possibility to counteract the negative happening, but Uranus control the sudden release of energy, which means from a normal storm, it becomes overnight something that is incredibly powerful with a tremendous destructive forces. So we're talking about not only mankind's thought process, but this very disrupting planet cruising through the sign of Pisces affecting the water.
Dr. Turi, please give us your website, would you?
Yes, it's my name is drturi.com. And again, there is also option to download my book, Moon Power, for free for your audience.
Very good. Thank you so much, Dr. Turi, and we'll be talking to you soon enough.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me again. Bye-bye, George.
Just to review again, Dr. Turi's website, when he says doctor, he spells it D-R, okay? D-R-T-U-R-I.com. That's linked up right under his name as a guest tonight on coasttocoastam.com. Now, just to review again, he has been, quite frankly, the most accurate predictor I have had on this program, and I'm sure Art has had on this program as well. He's just not been wrong. And again, he has given us these dates, November 8, November 19, November 29th, for more major events and catastrophes, explosions, earthquakes, a lot of people starting new lives, and the last one, of course, what he calls ugly energy. Now, I'm going to have open lines for the rest of this hour. Here are the phone numbers, west of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. 8255, east of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time caller line, 818-501-4721. And the wild card line, that's open for you right now at 818-501-4109. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM. A few more numbers trickling in. I want to thank those of you listening in Philadelphia on WPHT for making Coast to Coast number one for the first time. Thank you so much for all of that. That was a big effort, and you made it happen. By the way, you know, we continue to follow the trial, the tax trial of Irwin Schiff and two of his partners. Nothing today. It's gone to the jury. One of the jurors had a baby, so they had to bring in an alternate and bring them up to speed on things. So there's nothing today except when there is a verdict, we'll have it here on Coast to Coast, and we'll talk with Irwin about that, and we'll let you know exactly what's going on what could be a monumental tax trial. It could affect everybody. As you know, Irwin Schiff is talking about not filing income tax. He hasn't done it in a long time. Well, you pay taxes, I pay taxes. I don't have a problem doing that. I just want it to be fair and equitable. But he claims that there's no legal right to take taxes. So maybe they'll come up with some kind of tax reform or something like that. I don't know. But we will give you the latest whenever it happens. Now, as far as giving you something else, how about Perfect Possession? That's a CD. It's on exorcisms. Art Bell's interview with the late Father Malachi Martin. And it is yours when you renew or subscribe to the wonderful magazine of the strange and unusual. It's called After Dark. Call 1-888-727-5505 for that. 1-888-727-5505. Or you can go online at coasttocoastam.com. Now, when I come back, your phone calls for the rest of this hour. The next hour, we go into our full roundtable discussion on Earth changes with physicist James McKinney, Stan Deo, and geologist Jim Berkland. Okay, time for open lines, and I have recorded, by the way, all of Dr. Louis Turi's dates again, so we'll just monitor and see what's happening. East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, Alex from Bismarck.
Alex, welcome to the show. What's going on in Bismarck?
No, not much, just the weather's getting kind of cold.
Yeah, it's that time.
On these predictions, I know that my mom, when I was younger, she used to be a really big religious person, and she had these audio tapes that explained a little bit about what the end of the world might be coming to. And granted, you know, I was only like 12, 13 years old when I was hearing these, and I didn't really pay much attention to it. But what really stuck to my head was the types of things that this audio tape was hitting on. One of them was that when the world is going to come to an end, there's going to be a lot of natural disasters, a lot of deaths, a lot of wars. And when I was just listening, this is the first time I listened to your show.
Well, I'm glad you came aboard.
And, you know, it triggered something in my brain. And when you guys gave out that number, I'm like, you know what, I better call and, you know, give my 2 cents in maybe two. You know, I've heard of Nostradamus, and I've heard of all his predictions and stuff. And, you know, part of me wants to believe it, you know. I don't know if it's, you know, we're causing all this destruction as humans, or it's just, you know, part of the earth and nature.
Or a combination.
Or a combination of both, too. And, I mean, what the audio tapes were saying that, you know, that when the world's going to come to an end, you know, you're going to see a lot of destruction. And after the destruction, you're going to see, you know, signs in the sky and just, you know, all these predictions. And maybe I don't believe all of that, but there's a lot of stuff that's been happening lately in the past 10 years that really just, we haven't gotten better. The world hasn't gotten better.
No, and what's happening earth change-wise, as you'll find out next hour with our guests, I mean, it is, in our lifetime, we've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, exactly.
Is your mother still alive?
Yeah. She actually still is alive. She actually lives in Tucson.
Have you talked with her about those old tapes and what she thinks about them now?
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, because I just was done visiting her about 3 months ago. And, yeah, she did bring them up. And she's all, do you remember when I played you those tapes? I'm like, yeah, Mom, I do. She's all, well, just remember, the near is soon. And that's all she told me, you know. And I mean, my mom is, you know, almost going to be 70 years old. So she's been around for a while. And she was born and raised in Mexico, a poor side of Mexico, heavy, heavy Catholic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's, I don't know what to think.
Well, I tell you, you bring up some interesting points about it. Thanks for listening, and keep listening, okay?
Sure, thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. I've been quoted by a national news internet site from this program saying that we are in end times, and I believe that. And my definition of end times is not the end of everything. I think it's the end of what a lot of us have gone through in our lifetime. I think we're going to have a new revival with changes brought on by earth changes, political changes, and everything else. That, to me, is end times. There's going to be a major change in that direction that we will, as human beings, have to adjust to. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm going through a real good run of bad luck.
Uh-oh. Where are you calling from, and what's happening to you?
I'm calling from Ely, Nevada.
Okay.
And I picked it up on a station. I don't even know where I'm listening from, but
bad luck. Oh, are you in one of those casinos?
No, okay. No. Like I said, my money just can't seem to go up at all. I've been stuck at $20,000 a year for the last 5 years. Can't get a raise, no matter where I work.
What do you do if you want to tell us?
Just
general industry.
Radio industry.
Okay.
And I can't seem to land a better paying job.
You're making $20,000 over 5 years, and you're in radio.
Yeah.
You're overpaid. How do I get a job like? I'm kidding, but
well,
but you've been doing it for fun. But do you like it?
19 years. I like it, but I just can't make enough money to live it. And I've tried other lines of work, and I just can't break that $20,000 ceiling.
And you do it full time?
Yeah, I do it full time.
Man, why don't they give you a raise?
I don't know. I just can't seem to get a raise. I can't find a company that's willing to. You know, I can work real good. They always tell me, oh, your work's good and everything. But I just can't seem to make enough money to survive on it.
So you've gone to different companies, and you're still stuck at that $20,000 number.
I'm still stuck no matter what I do.
That is weird.
And
so if you got a job in something entirely different, what are the odds of you getting a job for $20,000 a year?
My chances of probably winning the Powerball are much greater.
Yeah, really.
Than that, you know, the way things have been going.
That was $340 million today, by the way.
And then my favorite baseball team got knocked out of the playoffs due to an act of fraud by Major League Baseball and the umpires.
Oh, you were an Angels fan, huh?
Cardinals fan.
Cardinals. Which one was that? What play was that?
In the third inning, Yadier Molina was actually safe at second, and the replay shows that he was safe. Even the Fox baseball commentators, the only time they acknowledged the Cardinals tonight in the game at all, acknowledged, and the replay showed that Molina was safe at second. The outcome would have been different. And, you know, I pay my cable bill to watch a fair baseball game, and I feel Major League Baseball committed fraud tonight.
Well, you think they should put the replays?
The game.
Yeah.
What they need to do is replay the game.
Well, that's never going to happen. You know that.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying, when you're a cable subscriber or you buy a ticket to the ball game, you expect to see a game fairly called.
Yeah, but
this is the second time in 20 years.
It's incompetence. So what? You know, how do you sue incompetence? You know what I mean?
Well, that's just it. I mean, but I think what they need to do is the attorney general needs to step in and say, hey, baseball, you need to ump your games fairly and squarely so that the people get their money's worth.
Here's the question, and answer this honestly to me. Do you think the umpire just made a bad call because it was a bad call and he didn't see the play the right way, or do you think he was doing it on purpose?
Well, he did it on purpose because he initially called Molina safe. And then, because the Houston Astro player appealed, he changed his call.
And then I assume
that affected the whole outcome of the game right there, because at that point it was only 1-0 Houston.
That is weird. Okay, thanks. Something for you to bring up on all your daily sports shows, of course. And yes, but that's right. But you have to congratulate Houston for making its way. So it'll be Houston against the Chicago White Sox in the World Series. And they must be in mourning in my hometown of St. Louis today. Hey, thanks. Appreciate you being part of the program. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're up on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Nikki. I have two questions.
Hello, Mickey.
Hi.
Gotta be short for Michelle, by the way, right?
It's short for Nikia.
Nikia. Oh, Nikki. Okay, I thought you said Mickey.
No, that's my strong Chicago accent, but I'm actually in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Well, I have two questions.
All right.
One question is, when are you going to have Major Ed Danes? And whatever happened to David Jacobs?
David Jacobs is still around. As a matter of fact, he was on Coast to Coast 3 or 4 months ago, I think. I don't have the exact date. He's still around, and he's the one who writes the books on UFOs. And Ed Dames was just on with Art a month or so ago, and will continue to be on the program.
Is there any way I can get, like, purchase copies of those?
Yeah, I'll tell you, quite frankly, the cheapest way for you to do it, because we don't sell tapes, is if you want to be a Streamlink member, which is a nominal fee, and I don't want to pitch that in the middle of open lines here, but they used to sell tapes for like $29 a piece.
Yeah, they did.
If you want to be a Streamlink member, it'll cost you $6.95 a month. You can download as much as you can for the, you know,
well, see,
current shows.
I don't have access to the internet.
Oh, you don't? Well, then right now you're out of luck. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You.
Sorry. Next up, east of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yeah. George?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah, this is Philip from Valdosta, Georgia.
Hello, Philip.
I just had a couple of times. I've been listening to your show now for quite a few months. I just happened to come across it on the radio going to work one day. And I love the show.
Nothing like finding something as unusual as this program.
That's right. Couple of things. I've been listening to you, and I remember a caller calling you up one time about saying he can set you up with an interview with the devil himself.
Yes, that's still in the works, I guess.
Just my opinion on it.
Yes, please.
I wouldn't do it because, of course, I know if you know if the Bible said the devil's a liar, cheater, and he'll deceive in any way.
Oh, I don't expect to get any honest answers out of the devil.
Right, but that's just my opinion. But on Dr. Torrey's predictions,
yes,
know what he said on November 8th, supposed to be either an explosion or an earthquake,
or an earthquake or both.
I got to thinking about it, and I've been watching, of course, TV with the National Geographic Channel, and talking about Yellowstone possibly being a...
That is heating up. I don't think that's going to go yet, but you know what? One day, it will.
Yeah, also, they said something. I think you said something about some unexplained fires happening somewhere in California.
We had that a couple weeks ago, and I hope with all this rain we've had lately, those things calm down for a little bit.
Also, and one more, some kind of, I guess, I'm not sure if it's where it's at, but they said something about a mountain or something growing. Somewhere on the West Coast, possibly maybe a volcano. They're not sure if it was volcano or just water.
Mount St. Helens is starting to grow again because of the lava flow. It's coming back up. The Himalayas, by the way, in that region of the world, is sinking.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, thanks for the call, Philip.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate you being on the program. Next up, Wild Card Line, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Jason from Belleville, Illinois.
Hello, Jason, right across the river from St. Louis.
Yeah, it was a sad game tonight.
Yeah, that happens. You can't win them all. They'll be back next year.
Yeah, I don't think game 4 was fair either, but that's just me.
That's another story.
But, I'm calling about, did you ever get the chance to go to the albino
track? I went by in the area. The tracks have been taken out.
Yes.
And the individual who brought me out there in the region had a little problem finding the exact area.
Mm-hmm.
And there weren't a lot of people out there anymore. The area there has changed. Now, have you been out there?
Yes, I was out there twice last week.
Okay, now where exactly is it? Because he was having trouble finding it since they've taken these tracks out.
Well, it's kind of out there by SWCC, you know, the college. And it's on Rentschler Road.
Rentschler Road.
Yes.
Okay.
And the tracks aren't there anymore, but there's a bump where the tracks used to be.
I may have seen that, but how big is this bump?
It's significant. It's like speed bump size.
All right, I don't remember that. I don't know if I was in the exact right spot or not. But when you went out there a couple times, anything weird happen?
Well, the first night we went, we were in a full car, and there was a couple people out there being close to Halloween. It's a big attraction. And ours worked. We went up the hill. There's a slight hill.
Yeah, you're pushed up. Now, you've got to put – the car is in neutral, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to have that on in neutral, and then it slowly goes up for a little bit. Then it just stops, right?
Yes. Well, what happened to us is we went up, and then we had to turn because we would have ran into the ditch. And we kept going
You don't want to run into the ditch.
Yeah, we kept going for about a minute. But these people other people who were there, they brought the baby powder and stuff. And they didn't put the baby powder on their car. I don't know why.
Yeah, you've got to do that. That's the way you see if you get little handprints or not.
Yeah, well, the person I was with figured her car was dirty enough.
All right. And just for people who don't know, there's a legend out there in Belleville, Illinois, that a little boy, he was an albino, was tied to the tracks by some mean people, and apparently the train ran over him. That's the legend, right?
Yes, that's what I've
And now whenever anybody is by those tracks, which have been removed, the little boy wants to push the cars to safety and get them out of the way.
Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks. So I was out there. I was very close. I may have even been in that specific region, but with those tracks now gone, we had problems trying to find it. Next up, let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good evening, George.
It's
Brian in Bakersfield on KMZR.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. And, you know, as I was listening to Dr. Turi and his predictions, particularly as to November 29th and his predicting widespread death on or around that date, I couldn't help being reminded of Paul Williams' predictions and his insistence that during the month of Ramadan, which ends, if I remember
it ends,
correctly.
I think, November 4th.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah, it'll be over by that time.
Okay. Then my recollection was off, but I was thinking that it ended just around the end of our...
No, November. It's the first week in November. It's all done.
Okay. Well, then neither the 19th nor the 29th would qualify, of course, but I couldn't help thinking of... the dire predictions made by Paul Williams, and I heard the trepidation in Dr. Luis Turi's voice as he noted those dates.
It sounds like he knows something, but he doesn't want to tell us.
Exactly. But I appreciate your allowing me to comment and opine tonight, and you have a good one.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you being part of the program. If you need to reach me, that's simple. It's George at coast2coasttocoastam.com, and just send me emails, send me notes, send me little reminders. Those of you who pick up little story ideas and tidbits along the way, send them our way. We check into them, and we've broken some stories, network stories on this program because of you, because you've sent it to us when none of the mainstream media picked up on it. So keep those cards and letters coming and those fast blasts as well. Tomorrow, knock on, I don't have any wood here, we are going to test on the website the Digicam. So get ready for that, this high piece of equipment. And we're going to send you a little photograph of something a little strange and unusual. What else, right? So in a minute, three guests, James McKinney, Stan Deo, Jim Berkland, get ready for Earth Changes, a special Coast to Coast roundtable discussion. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM.